Hello everyone, welcome back, or perhaps working myself back, right? I hope everyone is doing fine. You know, today I want to talk about just things that happens, things that we find difficult to deal with, to go through life with. Trying to find solutions and answers. And sometimes we think that we can't or we won't find those solutions and answers. Why is that? Why is it that we always think so little bit about ourselves? You know, you're going to hear me repeat these things a lot. When I say that all of you are geniuses, but you don't use it because you have allowed the world to make you believe that the only time you're smart, it's when you're in school, you graduate from college, you're working. And that makes you smart. And I get that. But what makes you a genius is everything in life that you have gone through. Not just this life, but other lives, past time lives that you've gone through. And if you believe that we come from a higher source, then we are a part of that higher source. And it makes you a genius. Some of us use it for negativity. And many don't use it at all. So we convince ourselves that the things that we know, it's only what the world teaches us. Science, math, reading, history, and what we see on TV, or what we read in magazines, or in newspapers, and that we don't have time for anything but just to go to work, come home, raise a family, pay bills. So we don't give ourselves enough credit. Not at all. We're so hard on ourselves. So how can we find answers and solutions? That would be so impossible if we're filled up with the world that we can't see no further. And then when you hear me telling you they are solutions. And you can do just more than just work and support your loved ones and be there for your loved ones. Some of you probably say, well, it's easy for you to say it. But it's not. It really isn't. There's always time. But we don't give ourselves that time. Because we feel that everything we do is important, matters. And it does. I'm not saying that it doesn't. But there's more to you than just that. There really is. And you've got to believe that. You know, you go to seminars. You read the books. It tells you to be positive. It tells you that your life doesn't have to be a certain way. And they give you all these things and you read all these things. But then you realize that it might have worked for them, but it doesn't mean it's going to work for me. And you know why is that? Because you're not them, you're you. And what people don't seem to understand, that we are all different in the way we see things, in the way we think, the way that we have gone through our lives, our pain and anguish, and how we take it and how we deal with it is very different than the other person that's going through similar situation, but it's still different. And that I get. And I remember when I was a kid, my area was full of drug addicts, prostitutes. And I remember sitting on my stool in my building, and I would see these drug addicts pass back and forth, and sometimes they'll sit and just doze off. Some would talk. And I think I was like 14 years old. And they would share their stories and how they became who they became. And it was sad for all those stories that I heard were similar to one or another. And it was still sad. It was sad because they didn't think much of themselves, or they didn't think that they were worthy a great deal. But they let this pain and horror that they'd gone through take over their life, their journey. Can you say that they were weak? No. I don't think it has nothing to do about being weak. It's how they felt. And they didn't have the tools. They didn't have nothing. Because a lot of these stories that I heard happened to them when they were young. What do you know when you're young? I know I didn't know anything. So it was hard for them to pick themselves up. Some die during the course. A few got their life together. Others continue the same path. And I didn't have the wisdom and knowledge that I had now. But I got to understand that no matter how similar your life is with another person, it's still different. And how we deal with it, how we cope with it, how we try to find our answers with it. And we find ourselves lost. I used to sit next to people where they would have a conversation and the woman would say, no, but you don't know how I feel. Yes, I do. You know, my husband used to hit me too. And the woman would turn around and says, no, but you don't know. And I thought that if a woman got hit just like the other woman got beat up, what is it that she couldn't understand? But I got to realize that she was right. You can't understand. And the reason the woman couldn't understand is because the woman got beat up once in a blue moon. This woman got beat up every day. And I got to realize the difference in humanity, in the way they think, in the way they feel. And I got to understand that. And I got to realize that no one is the same.
And the spirits will talk to me and say that that's the mistake that humanity makes. That they think that we're all the same. It's like if you live in the ghetto, you're all the same. If you're rich, you're all the same. If you're poor, you're all the same. But that's not true. That's not true at all. We're not the same. No matter what level, we're not. And that's what confuses a lot of human beings and humanity. No one takes the time to really understand the individual. And because of that, whether your experience growing up was not as bad, very bad, horrible, insane, crazy. All those levels are different in every person. And then we lock ourselves with all these pains and anguish that we have. And to me, it's not about, well, yours was a little, so you can wait, but yours was bigger, so I'm going to help you. It doesn't matter what level of pain and anguish or horrific it was. We all lock ourselves up. And we just continue to live, thinking that the way to live is just to say it happened, I experience, it's over, and now I go ahead. And unfortunately, it's not as easy as that, because it's still there. And as long as we carry anger, frustration, pain, hurt, sadness, in whatever level, then you cannot see a complete solution for your any problems that you have going through, because you're locked. You locked that part of your geniuses and you have not unlocked it. I say for every problem, there is a solution. Even death has a solution. It might not be the solution that we want, but it is a solution. If you find out you have to pay $3,000 more for whatever, and you say, my goodness, I can't afford $3,000. Oh my God, I got this, I got. You find a way to say, I might not be able to pay $3,000 right here and then. But if I have to sacrifice and pay $25, $50 a month, then you find your solution. We make our life, again, more difficult than what it is. And I get it. I get it. Even though, as a teacher, and having this wisdom and knowledge, because the spirits continues to help me and to learn and to grow, there's times that I like fall back, the human side of me. But then I pick myself up again and says, okay, let's go find a solution. You know, and sometimes I get lazy And I don't want to find a solution at that moment in time. For whatever reason, if I'm having a nice time, I don't want to be bothered. I'm watching TV. You know, I'm going out somewhere. But the next day, I guarantee you, I find the solution. I've learned that I have to face whatever happens, bad or good, or indifference. And I might just say, okay, I don't want to deal with it today, which is okay. But I guarantee you, I deal it the next day. I have to. Because if I don't, it's going to overwhelm me and it's going to take me to places I don't want to go. And I don't like those places that takes me to. So I always ask for one day for free. That's it. One day. Just give me one day free. And the next day I deal with it. Life is hard. And it's harder on others. When I look in the world, in the news sometimes, because I don't like to see the news, and I see the suffering. And I look at myself and I say, no, this is not the time for you to feel sorry for yourself at all. And I realize that you're absolutely right. This is not the time. Answers will always be there for you and has been from the moment that you enter this earth, because you were given tools, and how you use those tools was up to you. You have the tools of forgiveness. What is that tool for? Well, to learn how to forgive yourself. And when you forgive others, it's not about forgiving others. It sets you free in forgiving yourself also. They gave you the tool of compassion to feel for those that had less than you. And not judge them why they have less. Was it because they were irresponsible? Was it because they wasn't that smart? Or was it because they were idiots? They were fools? Was it because they don't get it? That's not our job to judge. And you know why it's not our job to judge? Because we're never gonna know. We're going to be there. And when we have compassion, we hope that someday, if we end up like that, that someone will also have compassion for us. You were giving the tools of understanding. To understand not only you, but everyone that you came across. To understand their story, their life. Whether it was small, whether it was big, whether it was dramatic. Just understand. You were giving the tools of the word fool, being a fool. Why? Because we are fools. And because we allow things to happen out of our own stupidity. So we are fools. Because we could avoid certain things in our life, but we choose not to. So we become fools. Laughter. We were giving the tools of laughter. To laugh in the time of our anguish, our pain. To laugh at our lives and the things that we've done to laugh within ourselves and know that in some ways we're funny. In some ways we do things that are funny and we laugh. And it's awesome. Laugh is a healing. But we use laughter sometimes to judge and criticize. And that's unacceptable. The tools to be strong. To learn that in every experience of our lives and what we go through is to make you strong, not tough, but strong. And when it makes you strong, believe it or not, it makes you understandable. And you don't use that towards people. Saying, I'm strong, but you're weak. That's not acceptable neither. Strong means that you have dealt with your anguish, your pain, your frustration, and it has built you to be strong, but with compassion also. Weakness or tools that was given to us. Weakness to be so compassionate towards others. Allowing our heart to feel the sadness of their journey. Weakness is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But we use weakness as a bad thing. And when we call somebody weak, you feel that you're insulting them. And the world takes it like that. And that's not the way it is. When people have said to me, you're weak, I say thank you, because it reminds me how good of a person I am, how caring I am, and compassionate. The other tools we have is caring for one another. Helping, supporting each other. The other tools we have that was given to us was wisdom. Wisdom to look at a person and be able to learn from their experience. And gain something from that. Wisdom for seeing our own lives and becoming smarter because of it. Knowledge. Knowledge was given to us so we can look at things in a better view. Learning and growing, filling our knowledge with so much what's out there in the world to become better within ourselves. But that's not the way we see it, is it? We're such a fool. We really are. We think that we are incapable Oh, but we're not. We are capable of so many things, of gaining wisdom and knowledge in this journey, and allowing ourselves to grow. The next tool that was given to us was patience. Knowing how to be patient with one another. And that's something that I needed to learn, patience. Because I didn't have it as a kid. But as I became a mother, I'm not going to say that I learned patience right away. It took me a long time to learn it. And I did. And I realized that now that I have patience, I get to see more and realize more things and gain more wisdom, knowledge. When I didn't have the patience, I wasn't getting it all. I was getting some. Love. Wow. That's a big one. I used to say when I had my children, love. I can only love my children. When I used to hear people say, oh, I love my niece. I love my nephew. You know, I love Joanna's kids. I used to say to myself, how can you love them? I mean, I can't love another kid the way I love my kids. And I actually believe that. And then when I became a foster mother, and I held my first foster child in my hands, I started to feel a certain way about this child. And I couldn't believe the way I felt. And I realized what I felt was love. And I was blessed to adopt this child. And I got to love this child more and more each day. And then another kid came into my life. And I got to love him. And then a little girl, and I got to love her. Three children that I adopted. I could never have imagined loving them the way that I do. And I got it. I really did. And I started to realize that love is, it's wide and it's big. And I didn't realize that I had so much love inside of me at all until I fell in love with these three children. And I realized that I've always loved, but I always locked myself in that love. And I had to find out. And I realized that it was because I still was in pain of not getting that love. But all that time I was giving it without knowing it. And once I let go, my heart became so big that I started to understand loving children that weren't mine. And now I can say I love a child that's not mine. I get it. Love is such a beautiful thing. And love comes in so many ways. And I think that that's the beauty of it. And sometimes in relationships, we get confused with that word love. Because sometimes it's not the love that you think you should have for this person, but it's a kind of love you have. A different level of love. In one day of my sessions, I will share that with you. The other tool that was given to you was peace. Peace to find it within you. To know that out of all this tragic and all this revelation that's going on in your world and outside that world, that there is peace that you can find within yourself. And you might say, no way, come on, are you serious? Yes, I am. You could. Ah, when you feel that peace, it's an amazing, amazing feeling. And I want you all to understand that all these tools that we're giving, I'm not going to say that it came to me overnight. It took time for me to embrace these tools. But I chose to embrace them. Because I didn't want to live the way I was when I was a young person. It wasn't great being there. And it wasn't doing me justice at all. And at the same time, it didn't make sense. What I would be punishing myself. And yes, I had a lot of help. The spirits guide me. Just like I guide my students. I wasn't alone, and neither are my students. The way that I was guided is the way that I guide others. And sometimes it's not easy. But at the end, it's worth it. When you get to see a smile on their face. When you get to see that they succeeded. And now they start a new one. You succeeded in being in love. Now you'll succeed in peace, or you'll succeed in strength. You succeed in so many things. And it's awesome to see. But the thing about it is that they become who they are, who they are meant to be. Just like I am meant to be who I'm meant to be. And that's why we all are all different. You know, we can be hard and continue being hard on ourselves. And live that way. And die that way. But I would guarantee you that you will remember me one way or the other. If you don't correct this journey and you leave this earth, you are going to replay this journey and the new journey that is given to you. And I don't think you want to deal with that or face that. Now, how do I find my solutions? Well, sit down and write the proms and the calms in your solution and find which is the best for you to deal with, to face. And let's say that none of them are the best for you because you can't find yourself seeing it or accepting it. Then that's when you have to be honest with yourself and say, I need to stop this. I need to know, and I need to know what I need to do and stop fooling myself and knowing that this is the best solution, even if I don't like it, even if it upsets me, but it is the best, then that's the solution you picked. No more, no less. It don't have to be difficult. You know, hard-headed. How many people are hard-headed? Hello, me, because that's where I was. The spirits used to call me hard-headed because they used to say that I don't take lessons right away. And it was true. And it took me a while to learn everything that I needed to learn because I was hard-headed, because I didn't think that it would be possible. But it was. And one way or the other, I got to learn it. But I learned not to be hard-headed anymore. I've learned that I must learn my lessons as easy as possible, because they will be ones that are going to hurt as hell. And I need to be prepared for those. And what would you say would be? Well, losing my son at 14 to cancer and losing my mother, that was like hell to me. And I was strong. You see, when I say death has a solution, it does. The solution in death is that they're only leaving this planet, but they're going somewhere else where hopefully someday we get to meet them again. So it's just goodbye for a short time. But we also know that we have other people that are living here. Your children, your spouse. And you still have a purpose. And these people still need you. We're the ones that left. They don't need you anymore. And you need to learn how to need yourself more than ever, because they're not here for you anymore. All these things that I'm giving you are lessons. And there'll always be lessons on these lessons, which makes it awesome. Sometimes we get scared, and it's okay to get scared. It really is. I remember when I used to see these drug addicts getting arrest, I would get so scared for them, because I imagined them in a cell walking back and forth, and to me it was like, oh my God, that has to be a horrible feeling. I guess that's why I didn't do anything in life to get arrested, I guess, in some ways. So I definitely found a solution for that right away. But I would worry about them. And I would be scared for them. I saw people getting arrested for stealing. And I said, I'm not gonna steal. Even though I stole from my mother. So there's things that I saw growing up that I said I didn't want to be, didn't want to do. You see, my solutions at that time was very simple. Don't do this, don't do that, because I've seen it. But I still was scared for them, because I got to know them. And I heard their stories. And I'm so glad that I had compassion, not knowing at that time that I had compassion. But these tools are given for us for so many reasons. And when we use them, the other tool is kind. Being kind to one another, which nowadays is the hardest thing to do. Because people can see other people getting hurt, and the first thing they do is take out their phone to record, instead of helping, being caring and kind enough to help them. That is so sad. How humanity has become. We are all afraid of something. But to see children fight, or a person bullying another person, whether it's a child or adult, that's such abusive. How can you stand there and film it and not intervene? What has happened to our hearts and our humanity? Really, what has happened to it? Have we become that cold, that tough, that we just don't care? I know we get panic because we don't know how we're going to respond in a situation like this. You never do, but I hope and pray that if I ever see a situation, that I'm able to intervene. But I would never take out a camera on my phone to film it. That is not a joyful thing to do. That's not funny. That's not cute. That's ignorance and stupidity. Try to find a solution within yourself when it comes to your life. Start somewhere. Start with the compassion within yourself first. Start the kindness within you, the love, the peace. We have lost trust within ourselves. Because we don't trust ourselves, and because we don't believe in ourselves. And trust and believe are two tools that was given to us also, and refuse to use it. We believe enough to know that we have to get up and go to work. But you don't believe in yourself enough to know that there's more to you than meets the eye. And you don't trust yourself enough to take the first step in freeing yourself from this world and finding that solution within you to begin a new journey within yourself. I just don't want to give you these lessons. I want to be able to teach you. And if any of you ever interested in learning, I would be honored to teach you. You can get in contact with me on my website, www.gruenlightenment.com. I'm also on Facebook. Everything and anything is possible. And what I teach and what I give is free. There's no charge to it. because there shouldn't be a charge to it. When the spirits helped me, they didn't charge me. They didn't tell me I had to sell these things to learn these lessons, and they would teach me. It was free. So I give it back to free, because that's the way it's supposed to be. Is it easy for me because it's free? Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, it makes me feel great that I did something for someone. You know something? Even if that person doesn't come again, but I gave something for that person to think about. Maybe not now, because they're not ready, but maybe later on in the future. And hopefully when they wake up and they decide to search for me, that I'm still here. Because that's the way it is. People do come back one way or the other, whether it's 2 or 3 years. They're just very fortunate that I'm still here in this earth. But take a look. Take a chance. Realize how important, how special you are. You came into this journey for a purpose, for a reason. And we all came to find solutions for our journey. All of us did. You know, I write so many things on Facebook, and I get few likes. But I got to realize that a lot of people read it, even if it's a few likes. You know, and it's okay. Because I know one way or the other, it's touching someone. Whether it's a paragraph or the whole thing, it's great. It really is. Just like with the new show I have, The Unknown. Awesome. Teaching people to wake up in different lessons that is going to be giving in that show. Also, helps you to find solutions within yourself. Don't be hard-headed. Don't let pride and ego take you away from learning and growing. Pride and ego and hard-headed and stubbornness interferes in your journey. I know that we are all afraid to get hurt. We are. I know I was one of them. But now I embrace it. If it is what it is, it is. I have no control of someone wanting to hurt me. I don't. Or how they talk about me, or what they say about me. I don't. And everybody has an opinion to say. And there's nothing wrong with that. Whether it's a good opinion, bad opinion, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect me if it's bad. And you know why? Because I know who and what I am. And the way that I solve that solution when someone criticizes or says something not nice, you know what I say? I said, it's okay. Because that person has the right to be heard also, and to share what they have to share, even if it's not like what I want to hear, but that's what they need to say. And hopefully they feel better about it. And to me, that's all that matters. We get so stuck in solutions within ourselves that we can't move forward. There's a lot of things that don't let us move forward, but this just happens to be one of them. And if we can break the cage for that one, and the second one would be a little bit more easy, and then the other one would become easy and easier and easier and easier as others follow. What can I say? What can I say that will get you to open up within yourself? Because when it comes down to it, it's all about you. And will always be about you. I know that we are taught that to say that if we think of ourselves, we become selfish. And that's not the way to be. That we have to think of others. Well, this is the way that I was taught. I need to think about myself. And the reason that I need to think about myself, because I need to know what is it that I need. What is it that I need to make myself better so that I can be better for the person out there? So do I need to learn how to trust myself, to believe in myself, to think, to learn that I'm special, that I'm important, that I'm a genius? Yes, because if I can build these things up for myself, then I can help somebody else with the tools that was given to me and share them and let them know that they have the same tools. But if I don't look at myself and correct myself first, then I'm being a hypocrite. That I'm helping this person without any really tools. Can some of us be good in giving advice? Absolutely. Absolutely. But then what pisses me off is, why don't you take that advice and put it upon yourself? Because what happens later on, the person you're trying to help will realize that everything you try to help for that person, you haven't done nothing for yourself. And when that happens, people lose respect for you. And then they'll say to you, man, don't come telling me what to do when you haven't done it yourself. So get out of my face. So it's okay to be selfish within yourself to the degree that you're doing it, because you're learning about yourself. You're finding out about yourself. And once you could, then you can teach. A mother doesn't become a mother so easily. She has to learn how to be a mother. Even though we see other mothers with their children, it doesn't mean that we want to do the same. So when we have our own children, we have to learn how to be a mother in the way that we want to be a mother. It's the same thing. Once you learn how to be a mother, and I mean a real mother, then you can teach somebody to be a mother. But if you've never been a mother, just because you gave birth, doesn't mean you're a mother. And you've never been a mother, you can't teach somebody to be a mother. And unfortunately, that's the truth. Can you tell a person not to give up that child, but yet you gave it up, and then you expect that person to say, no, I don't want it, I can't, for whatever reason? You know, knowledge and wisdom is important. It is. And don't get me wrong, can we learn from those that make mistakes? Yes. But then teach the right way. Don't tell someone not to do it. Tell them your story. Share your story and why you gave up your child. Share the story why you wasn't able to be a mother. Share the story why you were with your children, that you couldn't be the mother that they wanted. Share those stories, but don't turn around and tell somebody else, don't do this, don't do that. You have no right to tell a person, don't do this, don't do that. Whether you're a mother or father, you still don't have the right. Share your story. And by sharing your story, that person, that child will make a decision. Because we also have to share the truth. If you don't share the truth, why you was a lousy father, why you was a lousy mother, then don't assume that this child, this person, is going to listen to you. My thing has always been the truth. If you were an addict and you have a child and your child starts taking drugs, tell them how you started. What happened to you? Where did you go in that life? But to just tell a person, don't get high, it's not good, that's not enough. And that's what I'm saying, that when you share the truth, then, and only then, can you set yourself free. You can set yourself free. And that's how you teach, with the truth. And that's why it's important for you to get to know who and what you are. And get to fix those layers that you need to fix before you can go help somebody with the truth. That's how you find your solutions, with the truth. Even though we don't like the truth, even though we don't want to accept the truth, even though we don't want to see the truth. But it is what it is. It is what it is. What are you going to do? Keep running? Keep running from the truth? And talking crap that doesn't make sense? Finding solution is finding the truth within yourself. That is the truth. Finding the truth solution is finding the truth within you. It's not difficult. You make it difficult. It's just new. And when something is new, you should be curious about learning it, learning more about it, because it's new. It's not impossible at all. Sometimes I wish people can really understand and allow and don't allow fear to intervene. But I know it's easy said than done. Everything is easy said than done. A person that's dying, and you look at that person and you say to yourself, oh shit, that person is gonna die. And you wanna ask that person, how do you feel? How do you deal with it every day? The way that they deal with it is that they found a solution. And it may not be your solution, but it's their solution. They found that semi-piece to find that solution.